The Bernard Bergen Podcast is brought to you by BernardBergen.com. Visit for more on human performance insights and results coaching.
Average is a mathematical formula. You know, Dana Dane can back me up on this. He can show you how to find average out of any group of numbers. And I think at times, because we don't quantify what average looks like in our lives, we don't realize where we're at in the tail of the tape, whether we're being average, whether we're being above average or below average. I used to say for years, be anything but average, anything. Because if you're failing from that failure, from that investment, as Mike shared earlier, you learn how to become better. But if you're average, there's so many people playing in that space that without knowing it, at times you choose to fit in when you weren't designed to fit in. Even identical twins have different fingerprints. They're not identical. They're different. But I think there's so much in the gravity of average. It pulls us back. It pulls us in. It sucks us in and makes us. And I love that Terrell defined it, but it makes us have the mindset of complacency. When the truth is, growth requires us to continue to change and evolve. We're only one age for a year and then it's over. We're never the same. No matter if we feel the same, no matter if we think about things the same, we are never the same. No one got to be 2 years old twice. I mean, if you figure that out, let me know. You're doing something amazing. Now, for us, G-men, there's no such thing as average. We don't get to be average. Like I was picking with Elwin earlier and he quickly checked me. He was like, B, just because they gave us Labor Day off, that means I sat around the house rubbing my stomach, playing Xbox. Right. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I'm a G-man. I don't chill like that. I grind it. And I told him I would never make that assumption because he's in G-men. We don't get to be average. We understand there's an escape velocity. Now, and if you can, throw that in your browser, in your dictionary, look up what escape velocity is. It's ultimately the velocity or momentum needed to break free of gravity. And for many of us, average has a gravity that's pulling us in. We saw in the video, man, this mindset of being the same, of fitting in, of not really pushing beyond our boundaries, it takes a hold of many of our minds, or of our behaviors and attitudes. And I believe more than anything else, it's hurting us. Now, whether you like the president or don't like the president, it doesn't matter. He's the president. But how many people should have ran that didn't? Because they were average. Or they thought average, or they were complacent, or they were scared, or they were afraid to put their hat in the race. But yet we sit on the sidelines and we talk a whole bunch of noise when the truth is, we didn't take part. Average. Guys, this is not hard. We know the drills. We got the core four. We have each other. We have all this accountability. We have all this training. It's up to you now. It's literally up to each and every one of us to do the work. Because ultimately, that's what's going to separate you from the average, the work. The average man who does not know what to do with his life secretly wants another life, someone else's life. And they hope that that life will be better than the life they earned. I like to use the word earned, not deserved. Because earned spends better than deserved. Earned. You earn it, spending it feels different. So earn the life you want to live. So when you invest it, when you share it, it feels better. Something else that I've been pondering today is, do you fully understand the gift that your life is? The gift to you and the gift to the world. I think sometimes we misread how important and impactful we are. You matter. You might not hear it enough. You might not be celebrated enough, but you matter. And we need your best, not what's left. And unfortunately, when you play in the level of average, you give what's left. You don't give your best. And in G-Men, we want to ask you every day to show up with your best self. And it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you the time, the training, the dedication, the commitment, the accountability. It will cost you. But from your best self, the legacy you leave will continue to change the world. I want to challenge you to seize every opportunity that your gifts in your life bring to your table, because our opportunities will never be the same. Your gifts will make room that I will never be able to walk in. And if you don't maximize that opportunity, you won't leave a legacy and create other opportunities for others. So I want to challenge you guys to again, do the mathematical formula. I remember years ago, I did it. Like, I literally calculated what a Black man in America earned at every single age and stage of their life. And I told myself I will never be average, because they have the averages out there. And I sat down and I just went down the list. Like, okay, this is how I, because for me, whether I was above average or below average, I know I had work to do. But if I was average, it was so easy just to rest. It was so easy to just relax. It was so easy to just be like, well, when I look at them, we're the same. Something I always say to people, especially my nieces and nephews when they say it, but they get to do it. I always say, don't compare yourself to others because you don't know how low they've set the bar. We do that though. We compare to others without knowing how low they set the bar. You can probably have a wonderful marriage, but because you're comparing to your brother's marriage and he on the couch every other week, he in the doghouse every other week, side chicks is a part of his MO, you just lowered your standard. Raise your standard. Push, reach escape velocity so that as you create new gravities, you attract the above average into your life. Now, I learned escape velocity when I was in the military. I trained with this sergeant, Sergeant Square, and he was easygoing, really relaxed. Like me, we bonded over the fact that we weren't excited about going to war. But when you watch him train, you'll be blown away by his mindset. Like, any record that anyone put up, he was going to break it, period. Like, period. Like, he wouldn't stop until he breaked it. He wouldn't stop until he erased their name from the top of the leaderboard. And I would just ask him, I was like, Sergeant Square, why do you work so hard at that? Like, it doesn't really matter, does it? He would always look at me and say the same thing. It's like, Bernard, I piss excellence and I shit amazing. He always said with the straightest face, Bernard, I piss excellence and I shit amazing. And I'd be like, man. And it just fired me up because he understood something. He understood that anything but average. I don't care what number they put up. I'm not leaving until I erase it, because who I become in the process is a better human being. And to become a better soldier really mattered, because we'd all have to go to war one day. And here's the thing about that mindset. Something else he would say is, I'm allergic to the stench of average. And he was a little ruthless, so we got along real good in that department. He'd always say this, if you're average, kill yourself and save our enemies the bullet. Now, that one used to hurt, because he used to say it to me a lot, especially when he beat me or erased my score sometimes. But the mindset is, why not be the best of the best when you can be the best? Like, think about that. Like, we see it all the time. People who have the ability, ourselves included, to be the best of the best. But for some reason, we're like, I don't want to fit out, so let me fit in. And the problem with that, beyond the complacency, beyond the average mindset, that is super selfish. Because you could create a world where others get opportunities based on what you accomplished. Your children, your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, friends, people in your community. Just because you pushed to new levels. We saw this recently where LeBron James made headlines and opened this school. And now to people who don't live there, it might not be a big deal. But I know people who grew up in that town, in that city. And when they tell me how much of a big deal it is, they're like, it's a big deal. And think about this. If he was the average NBA player, would he be able to command the stage, the presence, the salary, connect with people on that level to create something for others that will outlive him and outlive his career on the court? But at times when we only strategically live within our box and bubble, we live average, we forget about the millions and millions of people we get to impact in our lifetime and beyond our lifetime. So Coach Rice and I was talking about this a bit earlier via text, and he shared some things with me that I want to make sure gets into your heart. He talked about the insatiable hunger for excellence. The insatiable hunger for excellence. You know, Coach is a coach. So, you know, he thinks and trains as a coach. So he was talking about how when we train with people who are better than us, we might not ever beat them, but in turn, we get better. Now look around. You have some amazing people to train with. Some amazing people to help you reach escape velocity, to take off, to go to new levels. But if you don't put yourself in a position to train with them, to be accountable to them, that gravity of average, they'll pull you back. Something I wrote down: if you swim every day with Michael Phelps, if you play tennis every day with Serena Williams, if you play hoops every day with LeBron James, or if you train on making money every day with Warren Buffett, you'll probably lose a lot. You'll fail a lot. But that learning, the investment of that failure, that experience will give you that insatiable hunger for excellence. Because you would have seen excellence every single time you went to train. Excellence, the best of the best. And when you have that insatiable hunger for excellence, then you start self-assessing at the highest levels to make sure that there is no average in your universe. Now, we all would agree with how you do anything is how you do everything. But how many of us have some average behavior or mindset somewhere in our universe? Somewhere. And if you have average anywhere, is it hurting you? Is it hindering you from reaching escape velocity and truly maximizing your lifetime, your life in your lifetime? I think we all have the capability to push beyond average. We're all phenomenal people. But the problem is, at times, in small ways, we choose to settle. Now, if you took the exercise, you wrote down some areas that you can improve. There are people in G-Men who are experts. There are people in your accountability groups who are experts. Connect over expertise. And guys, at times it means you're gonna have to pay. That's just a fact. Because paying for a coach didn't hurt Michael Phelps, Serena Williams, LeBron James. Paying to learn how to invest didn't hurt Warren Buffett. Guys, it's just what it is. I'm more committed to being anything but average than I care what it costs, because I know what average has cost me in my life. My challenge question is, what has average cost you? Now, escape velocity exists. Ask anyone who escaped their neighborhood, anyone who has escaped their childhood, anyone who escaped a crazy past, a crazy relationship, a crazy breakup, a crazy divorce, who has escaped bankruptcy, who escaped debt. Escape velocity is real. But it's a mindset, and there's a momentum that goes with the mindset that helps you keep escape velocity. Because you better believe, if at $1 million you start thinking average, you're going to find a way to give it all back. We see people at the highest level in sports do it all the time. We see people at the highest levels in business do it all the time. They have reached escape velocity, but somewhere in their process, they started doing average again. And how you do anything is how you do everything.
You are tuned into the Bernard Bergen Podcast. Like, review, or share this episode with those you love and lead.